In our previous shiur, we discussed the halacha of when bedikas chametz should be done on the eve of Pesach, and what may you or may you not do at the time of zman bedikas chametz. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yizor Kol Adam Shelo Yaskel B'Shum Melacha. A person should not begin doing anything, nor may he eat, until he does bedikas chametz. And the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly, if somebody forgot to do bedikas chametz at night, he may not do anything during the day of Erev Pesach until he performs bedikas chametz. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'lo yoichal," that you're not allowed to eat until you do bedikas chametz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ti'ima ba'alma," if somebody just does some ti'ima, just takes a taste, and the Shulchan explains a pas kebeya, that is mutter. But the Paiskim explain, Tema ba'alma is mutter, which the Mishnah Berurah says is pas kebeya, or peris afil harba. The Paiskim say, what about mezoinus? What about cake? Cake, they say, has the same din as bread, and you're not allowed to eat more than a kebeya of cake. There are Paiskim that say, that's the prima godim. Darach HaShulchan holds that cake has a din, like cake we could be a little more lenient on. Drinking, the Paiskim say, we could be more lenient in. When it comes to drinking, we could be more lenient in allowing to drink. Then continues the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilum yesh le'es kavua lilmoid, la'yilmer at shiyotek. And even if somebody has a time that he always learns, he has a shiur kavua at that time, you're not allowed to learn at that time. And the Mishnah Berurah says that not only may you not learn at that time, but even in the half an hour before that, the zman of bedikas chametz, unless you ask somebody to remind you that bedikas chametz is coming, you're not allowed to learn. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that asking somebody to remind you has to be somebody not from Yeshir, because if he's from Yeshir, just like you might get involved in the Shir, so too may the person who asked you to remind you get involved in the Shir, and therefore you have to be stricter. On the other hand, there are Rishonim that say, I think it's the opinion of the Meiri. The Meiri says that only the beginning of a Masechta is what you're not allowed to learn at that time, because a beginning of Masechta, when somebody begins, as we are now experiencing, when you begin a new Masechta, so that you're more involved in the learning, and therefore other Rishonim that say that the only time we're machmer is only regarding something that we're going to get very engrossed. If we're not going to get so engrossed in the learning, we could be a little more lenient. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in general, we could maybe be more lenient, that you're only now allowed to learn at the time when the zman of bedikas chametz comes. But once the zman of bedikas, but before that, it's usur. The Mishnah Berurah also goes on to say we have to be stricter about learning in a shul, but if you're learning at home, we could be a little more lenient. The fact that we're learning at home is nobody's going to remind us, but if we're at home already. But if I'm learning in shul, so says the Mishnah Berurah, A, if I'm learning in shul, so I'm going to remember that I have to go home. Nobody stays in shul all night. And furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're learning b'loy pilpul, there the Mishnah Berurah is a little more lenient and allows you to learn in shul if you have a shir kavua that doesn't involve pilpul. I did see that the Sefer Nitei Avraham Gavriel says that if you're learning Hilchus Bedikas Chametz, but he's very specific that it has to be Hilchus Bedikas Chametz. So just like the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that you're not allowed to learn L'or Haner, one may not read by candlelight Shabbos because we're concerned Shemayata, that he may come to move the candle. So just like we're concerned that he may come to move the candle, we're not allowed to read. But we are allowed to learn Perek B'Memed Likim, because that's the Perek that teaches us that you're not allowed to move a candle. So too, says the Nitei Gavriel, we're only allowed to learn halachas that pertain to Bedikas Chametz. But to learn something else that doesn't necessarily remind us that we're going to, that we have to do Bedikas Chametz, we maybe have to be stricter. The Sefer Sharm Mitzvah B'Halacha, along the same line, says that let's say it's the Zman of Bedikas Chametz, and you want to go to the Rav at that time to sell the Chametz. So the Sharm Mitzvah B'Halacha is lenient. He says that you could sell the Chametz. Because again, I'm selling the chametz because I know that I have to do Bedikas chametz. I know I have to get rid of the chametz. So if I'm a person that recognizes that I have to get rid of the chametz, doing anything in that same vein would not be usur. And then I saw a very interesting shaila from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Cheshukei Chemet. That what is the halacha if somebody is in a place? He has to be in a place. Again, of course, as we're learning in the Gemara now, at that time you're supposed to be doing Bedikas Chametz. But for whatever reason, he speaks about the question that let's say somebody is in the airport and to greet his parents are coming from a trip, mitzvah kibud av v'ein. So he's not at home doing Bedikas Chametz. So he's sitting in the airport waiting for the airplane, waiting for the passengers to come out. Could he at least learn? So he gives the advice that we just learned. He says what you should do is learn Hilchus Bedikas Chametz. Because we're saying now that learning Hilchus Bedikas Chametz may be permissible even if this man of Bedikas Chametz came. So certainly when you're in a circumstance where you can't do Bedikas Chametz anyway, the best, and you don't want to waste your time, you should learn Bedikas Chametz. You should learn Halachas of Bedikas Chametz. Then there's a very big question that the Paiskim discuss. What about Ma'ariv? What should you do? Daven Ma'ariv or do Bedikas Chametz? What should you do? So it seems that the opinion of the Paiskim is as follows. That if you're a person that davens Ma'ariv always betzibur at the Zman, so on the night of Erev Pesach, it shouldn't be any exception. You should daven Ma'ariv first and then go do Bedikas Chametz. If, however, you daven Bechidus, then there's a machloikus. Some Paiskim say that Bedikas Chametz should be done first. Some Paiskim say that even then Ma'ariv should be davened first because we have a rule of Tadir v'she'ena Tadir. I saw that the Maaser Rav quotes that the minig of the Gra is that he started Bedikas Chametz because his opinion is that you'd start Bedikas Chametz before Tzeisik HaKavim. So he would start Bedikas Chametz, then stop, then daven Ma'ariv, and then finish off the Bedikas Chametz. But the Paiskim say Most Paiskim, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, the Sharitzin seems to hold this way, and Aruch HaShulchan, that that we don't do B'dikas Chometz until Tzeisek HaChavim, even though I did see from Rav Moshe Sternbruch in the Moedim V'Zmanim Chelek Gimel Siman Resh Pei Vav, that even though normally the Briska Rav was Makbid, that he would not consider it Tzeisek HaChavim until the time, until the latest man of Rabbeinu Tam, but B'dikas Chometz he used an earlier Zman for Tzeisek HaChavim, but still our minhag is that we don't do B'dikas Chometz until Tzeisek HaChavim, and we daven, and certainly we daven B'tzibur, we daven Meir first, and then afterwards we go on to do B'dikas Chometz. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues with a machloikis rishon. Vim hischa lilmoid beboijoy. The Shulchan Aruch now quotes a machloikis rishonim. If somebody, a machloikis Rabbeinu Yaina and the Torah, if somebody began learning before the zman of b'dikas chametz, ain't tzarich lahafsik. V'yeshaymer, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But if the Ramah's opinion is v'yesh oimrim shetzarich lahafsik, that the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Torah, the Ramah follows the opinion of the Rebbeinu Yoina, v'chein nirali yikar. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that even if you began to learn, the Shulchan Aruch begins discussing if you began to learn in the early and then before this man, and now this man comes, do you stop or not? The Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Torah, says that you don't stop. The Rebbeinu Yoina says that you do stop. What is the machloikis on the Torah and the Rebbeinu Yoina of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? It goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of the Shir. It's clear that the opinion of the Ramah is that B'dikas Chometz, the Zman, is at the beginning of the night. And if we understand the Shulchan Aruch properly, we see two things. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are only speaking about somebody who began to learn before the Zman of B'dikas Chometz. But everybody agrees that once the Zman of B'dikas Chometz comes, you're not allowed to learn. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah point out the Achroinim are only speaking about. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are only speaking about if you began to learn a Dvar Mitzvah. But what about if you did something else? There, everybody agrees that you have to stop. And what's the reason? The reason is very simple. Because we go back to the beginning of the Shir, where at the beginning of the Shir we discussed when is the Zman of B'dikas Chometz. And we quoted the Ravid, and we quoted the Taz, that the Zman of B'dikas Chometz is at the beginning of the night. And since it's unlike all the other mitzvahs whose man is at night, that you're allowed to do the mitzvah all night long, therefore, when it comes to B'dikas Chometz, says the Ramah, we have to be stricter. And even if you began learning in a time before half an hour before this man of B'dikas Chometz, you have to stop. The Bi'ah Halacha says, what about once the Zman of B'dikas Chometz comes? So we learned in the Mishnah Berurah that even though you're not allowed to eat already half an hour before the Zman of B'dikas Chometz, but you're allowed to eat fruit, we spoke about cake, what about once the Zman comes? So he says that from the Magen Avraham, it seems that even once the Zman B'dikas Chometz comes, you're allowed to continue eating an achilas aroi, fruit or stuff like that. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that no, that given that as we've been learning in our Shir, that the Zman B'dikas Chometz is at the beginning of the night, so now that it's the Zman for the B'dikas Chometz, we're not allowed to even eat anything, because once the Zman comes, we obviously have a chiyuv to do the B'dikas Chometz as soon as possible. So in other words, the machloikis of the Torah and Rebbeinu Yoina is a very fundamental machloikis. The Torah is obviously of the opinion that the Zman of Bedikas Chametz is all night long. Of course, as our Gemara teaches us, there's a concept of Zuiza Magdim or Mitzvahs, that we should do the mitzvah as early as possible, but the Zman is all night long. And therefore, it is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, it is the opinion of the Torah, that if you began learning before the Zman, since you have really all night, you can continue learning. If to eat an achilas aroi also is permissible all night. Why? Is also permissible at that time. Because really, the Zman of Bedikas Chametz is all night long. However, the Rebbeinu Yonah, which is the opinion of Dermah, which the Dermah says we should follow that opinion, his opinion is that Bedikas Chametz is really at the beginning of the night. So even if before the Zman comes, we're allowed to eat in that half an hour before the Zman, we're allowed to eat an achilas aroi, once the Zman comes, it's not that I have all night. The Zman for Bedikas Chametz, as we said at the beginning of the shiur from the Tanz and the Ravid, is at the beginning of the night. So now I have an obligation to do Bedikas Chametz. So I'm not allowed to learn, even though I began learning more than a half an hour before the Zman, and I'm not allowed to even eat achilas aroi. Why? Because now I have an obligation to do Bedikas Chametz, and once that obligation comes, the halacha is that I can't do anything else. The only thing I'm allowed to do is Bedikas Chametz, again, using the svara that we said earlier in our shir, because it's like this man of Krishna that's ending. This is the moment for Bedikas Chametz. A moment later is already not the real time for Bedikas Chametz, and therefore I shouldn't do anything now besides doing Bedikas Chametz.